All right. Hi there, it's Rocket in here, and how are you doing? As usual, I am your podcaster. All right, I've been going in and out of my podcast for the past few days, and that's just because my right hand, every time I touch a mouse, you know, the keyboard mouse, I get shocked. So it's been limiting my typing, so I decided to order a compression gloves and compression for my arms. So I'm gonna go ahead and try it today to type. So yeah, I've been using a lot of so, and here we go again. Okay, this time my podcast is the first day of issue for the Apollo. Just hang on a second. Apollo 11, and the date was September 9, 1969. It was typed. It was sent to Mr. G. Lobriel, General Foreman, Uniroyal Inc., Chemical Division, P.O. Box 73496, Baton Rouge, Louisiana 70807. And he said, "Dear Mr. Lobriel, the cascade of words in praise of Apollo 11 and its courageous crew has flowed at full current since the return of Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins." Second paragraph. "It seems as though just about everything's been said that can be said, period. So it is not our intent at this time to jump midstream with any superfluous words of our own. Just one observation. Certainly, the suspense of a blast off, the hours the men spent on the moon, their return and splashdown were fraught with drama. However, to me it was the precise moment when Neil Armstrong stepped off the ladder onto the lunar surface that a quiver involuntarily went up and down my spine. The same thing occurred when astronauts Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins alighted from the helicopter onto the flight deck of the Hornet." Next paragraph. "Like imperishable vignettes, these two moments seems to be, to me, to sum up everything America has worked for, everything we have achieved, even the tragic sacrifice of three precious lives since May 1961 when President Kennedy requested priority be given landing on the moon. To me, sorry, we have now witnessed it. We have all lived through it, even though few of us in our wildest dreams believe we would. You can feel building inside the conviction that we Americans are special, that we can lick anything to which we set our minds, hearts, and hands." Last paragraph. "To me, and happily to millions of others, that seems the real significance of Apollo 11. Cordially, the Foxborough Company, Rexford A. Bristol, Chairman, Board of Directors." Here's my podcast for today, and I hope you enjoy it. Bye.